All right, here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah.
All right. Again, everybody, welcome to the Rare Air Podcast, episode one, how it all got started. Today, we have Wes Dunning and also Brandon Broom, two of the guys that really helped shape who I am today as a trainer. So, let's get started. Talking about Wes Dunning, he's one of the first people that I've ever worked with unknowingly shaping myself on the career path that I am on today as a basketball trainer. With Wes, you know, he's a friend of the family, you know, and things definitely worked out to the point where I ended up tons of times at the gym with him at his school at Gonzaga College High School down in D.C., which is, you know, a pretty perennial basketball program in the D.C., Maryland area. And before that, growing up, I never knew what training and hard work really looked like out of guys that played basketball. You know, I really just loved the game. So I would work on my game, you know, the way I thought I should. But when I got there, you know, you saw different things. Trainers coming into the gym, working with them on the shot. Just a level of detail in practices, a level of details in the coaching in the game. And, you know, I saw myself with him more and more often as the years went along, you know, as him going into college, as him going on after college, trying to play professionally and things of that sort. And it just kind of helped shape who I am today, because I found myself falling in love with watching the process of other people getting better and also helping the process of other people getting better. Talking about Brandon Broom, we met in school, probably to this day, still one of the top five athletes I've ever seen in my life. When I'm talking about running, jumping, speed, power, agility, just completely out of this world type of athlete. But we all went together at Oakwood University, where we both didn't play ball our freshman sophomore year, but after that, Brandon joined the team and really decided to get serious about his game. And once he made that decision, I found myself waking up at 4:45 in the morning, getting in the gym with him, helping him to work on his footwork, jump shots, rebounding, this complete game. And, you know, to watch him soar the way he did after not playing those first 2 years at the school and really helping them win a national championship for Oakwood University and the USA, you know, just kind of helped shape who I am today. Literally just loving being in the gym and also, you know, watching guys develop. I mean, it's an amazing feeling. And I thank those two for putting me on that path. I'm going to go ahead and let Wes share how his story went, you know, with me, and he can give you guys some of his input.
Yeah, so thanks for the introduction, John. Yeah, just some things that I remember early on. I do remember first looking up to, you know, you and my brother Darius, as you guys were teammates at Tacoma Academy. So I think just coming to the games, seeing you guys thrive on the court, and then getting to know you off the court, that helped create a bond and a friendship and also a trust between us, because I believe our friendship started to develop, you know, aside from our affiliation with Darius. You know, you started coming to support me at my high school games. And then, like you said, you know, coming to my workouts, even being around for practices, after practices and things like that, and getting to know my coaches. You know, Coach Steve Turner, I believe you have a good relationship with him now as well. And like we talked about, the main guy that I was working with back in those days, right after high school, was a gentleman named Bob Wagner. So he's a real old school kind of coach. He's worked with a lot of prominent players. The most prominent athlete that he's ever worked with, I would say, is the late, great Len Bias. So just being around him, we both were fortunate enough to pick up a lot of knowledge, and just being around him, I think what helped with us both being at his workouts is when we were away from his workouts, we could take what we learned from him and also expand upon it. So if we couldn't get with Wags, you know, at Gonzaga in D.C., we can go over to Tacoma Academy, and you could be another set of eyes, another voice of motivation and insight. And just some of the things that I remember and, you know, really appreciate about you is the fact that you were always there And, you know, like I said, the words of wisdom and the support that you always gave, because I think one of the things that I lack the most is probably a confidence and a self-belief thing. Because I feel like ability-wise, I had it all. But, you know, one thing that you saw the work that I put in. You saw everything that I was capable of. And then I wouldn't always necessarily get the results that you felt and I honestly felt I deserved too when it came to a team aspect. So I think that mental support that you gave right there, and, you know, you saw the work, you saw what I was capable of, and you would really get on me about, you know, really getting after what I deserve. And like I said, I just feel like that helped us grow together. And for you, you know, like you said, even before you knew you wanted to do this as a career, like it helped nourish that passion that you have as far as helping athletes, specifically basketball players who want to put that work in and, you know, help their game grow to the next level, despite, you know, what others may see. Like, you're very good at, pinpointing the ambition that somebody has and then helping them get to where they wanted to go. You know, even, like I said, from beyond Gonzaga, you know, I was fortunate enough to play for a prominent team that, you know, we were ranked top five in the country. Seven guys on that team, I think, ended up going Division I. And, you know, I think your biggest frustration was seeing me do all these moves, all these drills, and putting all this work. But then in the game, you know, I may not have displayed it as much. A frustration at the time was hearing how much you would talk. it was what was best. You know, you talk, but there was a lot of sincerity behind those words and a lot of knowledge behind it too. And, you know, more often than not, you were spitting the truth. And, you know, fortunately, I was fortunate enough to have you around. Success beyond Gonzaga and then Hampton as well. Some years, Hampton University, some years were better than others, you know, team-wise and then individually-wise too. But, you know, you were always there for the run. And it's just, it's great to see you, you know, furthering your passion now into a career and helping out other athletes too. I think it's a great thing for you coming full circle.
Thank you. Go ahead, Broom.
Yeah, man. Our stories are pretty similar. I mean, we met on the basketball court, which was great. It's one of those great things to always meet your friends where, you know, you're comfortable. And for me, what you did for me was, one, yeah, you know, it gave me somebody to work out with. But the biggest thing was, depending on where you're from or what community you grew up in, everybody was okay with you being good at basketball or good at something. But they always try to kind of downplay what it takes to get there. Like putting in the hours in the gym, or if you show up at the gym or at the park and all you want to do is shoot or you want to work on a move, it's like, oh, what you think you're going to the NBA or what you think you're going to the, you know, what you're trying to do. And meeting you and going through that, it was the great thing about it was that it made it comfortable for me to obsess as much as I did about the game. And, you know, as you know, like I may not be a perfectionist in everything I do, but definitely in that respect, man, I would, you know, I would be really, really hard on myself. So you would allow me to kind of fall back, like, dude, this is practice. Like, you're not going to hit 20 out of 20 every single drill. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know, if I hit like 19, I would start over, you know. And you're like, dude, like, we got to work on more than one thing, you know, this morning or whatever. And you were always willing to get up, you know. It's like, yo, you gonna come up with the gym to me tomorrow? Yeah, man, let's go. Like, what time? You know, like, let's get there. And even if I stayed up all night, you're like, well, you shouldn't have stayed up all night. Like, let's go. We said we was going today. So that was just the biggest thing. And then once I got back on the team, even before, because like, remember, I tried out. Well, I didn't try out. I went to talk to the coach before and wanted to join the team earlier, the year before. And then, you know, he pretty much played me. You're like, oh, yeah, man, I'll let you know. And then he brought back a bunch of guys, you know, who weren't, in my opinion, better than me or even, you know, worth the time.
They were washed. Let's keep it real.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they were older guys. They had already played. They were, you know, they were done, you know, with their skill set. You know, like, they haven't worked on it in years. And so it was just great, man. It was great to be in that situation and then have that support from a friend. You know, we roommates. Well, sweet mates, really, not roommates. But, you know, to have that support from friends that you can just work. Like, you can just work out. You can work harder. You can go harder. You can be better. and you don't have to worry about, you know, the same things I'm trying to teach my players now is that you don't have to always have to worry about your coach. You know, that when you put in work, that's, it's your job to show it. That's, you know, cool. it's not your job to wait on me to tell you it's okay. You know, if you've been working on your handle in practice, you need to show me that you've been working on your handle. You know, you need to go ahead and take that full court, coast-to-coast situation after I told you I don't want the bigs dribbling or whatever, you know, because that's what you've been working on. There's no point in working on it if you're not going to have confidence. And I definitely got that from you, because I would work on stuff and then not use it, man. And then you'd be super hot. Like, why you didn't work on, why you didn't give them the move? Like, well, I mean, I would, you know, just making up excuses, all mush mouth. Like, I don't know. I just didn't, you know, I didn't want to, you know. So that was the best thing about, I think, our friendship there. And then, you know, it blossomed into other things. But definitely when it came to the basketball game, it was just that. It was just constant. You know, what are we working for? What are we getting up for if you're not going to play hard? I mean, because, you know, I played hard, but, I mean, it's a difference when you're not giving it, when you're not going hard, when you're not going to have the confidence to get out on the court and do what we work on. You know, like, so once I started doing that, I definitely had better games, better, and a better season for the last 3 years of my career, which was awesome. So, I mean, I appreciate that to this day. And then there's so many things that I just keep in my brain, even now, you know, being an old guy, 30 today, you know, washed.
birthday, boy. Yeah.
But
birthday.
Even now, you know, thank you, man. Even now, just, you know, when I get in the gym and I'm just trying to work out, it's just those things in my mind, like get to the next shot, you know, finish your shots, you know, all the things we used to yell at each other about, like you said. You know, some of the most annoying part is hearing you talk in the gym, but it's cool though. It's cool because it lingers and it encourages you in the times where you're not even, you know, when you're not even thinking about it. So, yeah, man.
Man, thank you. I'd like to thank both of y'all for that. Now, just to kind of expound on some of the things that Brandon and Wesley might be talking about. I am very talkative when it comes to basketball. Anybody that plays with me or has been around me will know that. But, you know, what they're talking about is something that's going to be talked about in our next episode, which is called sports psyche. Well, knowing Wesley, you know, when I met Wes, he was probably 5'7" when we met. And then I don't know what happened. My freshman year of college, I went to school and I came back and he was like 6'5". And I'm sitting here like, what? Like, you know, bro, like, let's get to work. Like, you know, you about to have it all. You league. And then, you know, I think part of it, you know, because he grew so late in his high school career, he kind of felt stuck in a role as a role player, but yet working out as if he was a star. And so, you know, that's one of the things I love today about trying to work with my guys that I train, teaching them, you know, what you put in is what you get out. But if you're unwilling to turn your reps into confidence, it's not going to, your fruit of your labors won't be seen. But, you know, I think for Wesley, as he got older, especially, you know, right after college, I remember he was playing summer ball and one of the top summer pro-ams in the country down at Jabbo Kenner at Georgetown University. And I mean, this guy's going against, you know, legitimate pros, overseas, NBA, and just drilling buckets. Like, I mean, talk about, I'm at every game yelling, get the shot up, bro, get the shot up. And that was the first time I actually saw Wes acknowledge that and really be, you know, comfortable and confident within that ability of his game. You know, it came a little quicker for Brandon. You know, as time went along, I just think he gets into his, like, you know, go get it mode, which he really has, and that's what he did as a player. You know, that year that they end up going on to win the title, and you know, I thank you guys for that. I haven't yet learn how to tame my mouth on the basketball court. You know, I'm still learning how to get better at that. But as time goes along, that's just something that, you know, comes along with it. But it's really just trying to give confidence to those for what you put in. Like, you know, once that work is shown, you know, things look up. So, hey, like I say, I thank you guys for coming out, being here for the first episode of the Rare Air Podcast. You know, these two really helped shape who I am today. Shout out to Wags, by the way.
Yes, sir.
You know, I take a statement from Wags that I still live by today. And all great shooters get their guy hand off the ball.
yeah.
I mean, I use that to this day. I mean, especially when I'm teaching guys the art of shooting, because it's not necessarily all the time that you got to change guys' shots or really go in and revamp. And there's usually what I learned with Wags is just honestly just watching him and soaking all that information is it's all about tweaks. Tweaks. It's almost like when you're working on a car, you're working on tuning, like, you know, an instrument. You don't restring a violin, you tune it. You see what I'm saying? So that's one of the things that really work with me to help guys really develop their jump shot is that, you know, you spent 18 years with a certain form. You know, maybe if you, you know, you separate your feet a little bit, get a little more balance, or you know, a lot of times you fight yourself on your shot because you hold your guy hand on the ball too long, or, you know, you might start your shot from your waist rather than your chest. Less motion is always better, and it reserves energy. So, you know, certain things like that can really help guys for going forward in the future. And so I thank Wes for that. All the late nights at the University of Maryland, all the late nights at TA, all the late nights at Gonzaga, you know, just helping him. All the early mornings with Broom and late nights that we've had. And I thank you guys so much for helping me on this path. And now, hey, Rare Workouts, where guys get better. John Willis, professional basketball trainer. And we thank you for all of that. And that's it. We'll holler at you guys next week for the Sports Psyche episode. And everybody have a wonderful
day. Yes, sir.
I know.
Oh, guess what? Next shout out, Brandon Broom, 30 years old. Happy birthday, bro.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right.